My name's Paul Williams. Originally, I'm from Liverpool, but I've lived in Coventry most of my life. I am a volunteer for the Staffordshire and West Midlands Probation Trust. I thought I'd like to give my time up, or give a few hours up every week, to try and help someone that's less fortunate than myself and probably have a positive impact on their lives in some way. I'd say that was my forte. And I thought I'll give it a go. I had a meeting with a client that was assigned to me. It was in the top 10 for criminal activities. It was very heavy. It was very hard for him, but it's actually stated in court his improvement was remarkable. And he needed just to be told that it's all down to himself. I'm just here to give him a bit of confidence and to sort of keep him on the straight and narrow. Nobody bothers him anymore. You know, it's tough for these people, but if they've got no one who cares, who just shuns them, how are they ever going to rebuild their lives? I've been selected by my company as a torchbearer. It was actually Graham Jones, the general manager for the HR department. He asked me my permission. I thought he was pulling my leg, and I was a bit taken back, really, that he actually thought I was worthy of the nomination. But after I thought about it, you know, I had a little chuckle to myself, and I thought, yeah, why not? Yeah. I still have to pinch myself, really. And people didn't realise what I did when I got selected. They just said, what a fantastic person you are for doing this sort of work. And I said, well, it's a few hours a week, and hopefully it'll inspire other people to get involved as well. Carrying the torch, if I'm being truthful, it'll be like being a dad for the first time. That's the only way I can describe it. It's like you're worried, you know, you're nervous, you're happy. It's all those emotions all in one. Being 6'5", everybody's waiting to see the uniform, to see if it actually fits. I'm having visions of me running down the streets with this torch in Lycra. I said, you've got no chance, absolutely no chance whatsoever. There's a lot of pressure to make yourself not look a mug. I don't want to go too fast, I don't want to go too slow, I want to savour the moment. Everyone says they've got 3 minutes of fame in them. Perhaps I should make this last 3 minutes then, eh? It's probably the most honourable thing I'll ever achieve in my life. The reason why I say that, I've watched the Olympics, absolutely sports mad, since the age of 5 or 6. And to actually be involved in something like this is just unbelievable.